Wednesday, August 23rd, 2023. Daily Devotions from Bethlehem Lutheran Church in William Penn, Texas. Today's devotion was written by Reverend Stephen Cholak and is taken from Luke chapter 13, verses 10 through 17. Now he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath, and behold, there was a woman who had had a disabling spirit for 18 years. She was bent over and could not fully straighten herself. When Jesus saw her, he called her over and said to her, "Woman, you are freed from your disability." And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight, and she glorified God. But the ruler of the synagogue, indignant because Jesus had healed on the Sabbath, said to the people, "There are 6 days in which work ought to be done. Come on those days and be healed, and not on the Sabbath day." Then the Lord answered him, "You hypocrites, does not each of you on the Sabbath untie his ox or his donkey from the manger and lead it away to water it? And ought not this woman, a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan bound for 18 years, be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day?" As he said these things, all his adversaries were put to shame, and all the people rejoiced at all the glorious things that were done by him. Remember the Sabbath. The religious establishment had a particular idea about what the Sabbath day was. They had tied down God's people with extra requirements, and had missed the fact that God had given the Sabbath day as a day of nourishment and growth. God gave us the Sabbath that we would experience freedom from the weight of sin and the consequences of it. Jesus is the fulfillment of the third commandment. He is the good that is going to the cross so that we would not die eternally, but that we would walk freely in his life forever. So Jesus calls them out on it. He would call us out on it too. He would bid us get up and go to church on Sunday and any time a church service is offered. He would bid you hear the good news that your sins are taken from you and that you have been given freedom. Every little proclamation of forgiveness is a declaration of the resurrection to you and for you. Let us remember what God does for us at worship. Let us give thanks to him for his visitation among us and his love for us. Amen.